Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The presidential candidates are making their final push in swing states 3 days before Election Day. President Trump has campaign stops in Pennsylvania. And as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, as the election gets closer, Trump continues to try to discredit the potential results.
For months, President Trump has trashed voting by mail, and his supporters have listened. According to the U.S. Elections Project, more than 16 million Democrats have returned ballots by mail, nearly twice as many as Republicans. Trump complained that states, including Pennsylvania, will be able to count ballots mailed by Tuesday, but that come in after Election Day.
We're going to be waiting. November 3rd is going to come and go, and we're not going to know. And you're going to have bedlam in our country?
Ballot counting is never fully completed on Election Day. Trump and Republicans are banking on a surge of voters turning out in person on Tuesday. Tamara Keith, NPR News, traveling with the president.
And Democratic rival Joe Biden is making a last-minute pitch to voters in Michigan, a traditionally Democratic state that President Trump won narrowly in 2016. And as NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, former President Obama is joining Biden on the campaign trail today.
At a drive-in rally in Flint, Michigan, former President Obama made a push for the Democratic ticket.
On Tuesday, you can choose change. On Tuesday, you can elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You can choose a better America.
Speaking to supporters, Biden said the urgency of the election couldn't be greater.
3 days, we can put an end to a presidency that has failed to protect this nation, that has fanned the flames of hate all across this nation, and made us a laughingstock around the world.
Biden will return to the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania on Sunday with a pair of campaign stops in Philadelphia. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
A resurgence of coronavirus cases will force England to enter a second lockdown starting on Thursday, and it will last until early December. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more from London.
All pubs and restaurants will close along with non-essential retail shops, but schools and universities will remain open. Prime Minister Boris Johnson addressed the country Saturday.
The virus is spreading even faster than the reasonable worst case scenario of our scientific advisors, whose models, as you've just seen, now suggest that unless we act, we could see deaths in this country running at several thousand a day.
The decision is yet another U-turn for Johnson, who recently dismissed a second lockdown, saying it would be a disaster for the country. The move comes after a summer when life largely returned to normal here, 80,000. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
And you're listening to NPR News. The U.S. military has rescued an American citizen kidnapped in the West African nation of Niger this week. Philippe Walton was kidnapped from his home in southern Niger by attackers who demanded a ransom. The Pentagon says Walton is safe and in the care of the State Department. This Halloween, there will be a blue moon for everyone in the U.S., the first time that's happened since 1944. But as NPR's Rebecca Ramirez reports, blue moons may be more common than the phrase implies, or even necessarily blue.
The most recent definition of a blue moon is just the second full moon in a single calendar month, like this Halloween's. But as Corinne Rojas, a planetary scientist, explains, the phrase has historically referred to
the third full moon in a season that has four full moons.
So in both cases, nothing to do with the appearance.
The moon will remain its beautiful, gorgeous color that we know and love.
For the moon to actually look blue, it takes a lot of particles in the atmosphere large enough to scatter red wavelengths of light, which is rare. It takes volcanic eruptions for that. Rebecca Ramirez, NPR News.
Dunkin' Donuts and Arby's fast food restaurants are teaming up. Inspire Brands, which owns Arby's, says it will buy Dunkin' for $11.3 billion. Dunkin' Brands stock surged to an all-time high earlier this week after the company confirmed that the two were in merger talks. Dunkin', based in Massachusetts, also owns Baskin-Robbins ice cream chain. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.